Good morning. We're continuing with our Liba Mishnayos. Mishnayos. We are in Maseches Kalayim in the sixth parak, parak Vav. We are up to Mishnah Hey. Yesterday we discussed the halacha of somebody has vines that are growing over. We described it kind of as like a lattice type of work. It's basically he has this trellis and he's leaning his vines growing over it. Now the halacha is that if he leans his vines over it, then we say that not only can he not plant under where the vine is, but he also can't plant under the rest of this trellis. Now it's interesting, there are two halachas that were relevant to having your vines growing over a trellis. Number one, that if you have a whole row of vines, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and one row does not have the halacha of a vineyard. One row just has halacha of a bunch of gefanim yichidais, individual vines. And therefore, you only have to move six tvachim away from them if you like to plant other plants. However, once you have what has a halachic definition of a kerem of a vineyard, you need to move four amos away, which is a much larger space. And we mentioned at the beginning of the parak that if you have one row and it's leaning over a trellis, then according to the Chachamim, according to the Tanakhama, now it has the halach of a vine, you need to move away four amos. What we're discussing here is if you have one individual vine, not a row, one individual vine that's growing over a trellis, then the halacha is, of course it has the halach of a gefen yechidus, it's one specific vine, but the halacha is you can't plant anywhere else under this trellis. The same thing is true if you don't have this lattice type of material, but rather what you did use was a tree. You leaned your vine over a tree. So then we saw it depends if your tree is a fruit tree or if it's a non-fruit tree. If it's a non-fruit-bearing tree, then we say that your vine is more important than that tree, and you'll be mevatel your das of the tree. You'll be mevatel the tree to the vine, and therefore you will not be able to plant anywhere else under that tree. So the Mishnah Hay asks the following question. How would we categorize a non-fruit-bearing tree? So the Mishnah answers very simply, any tree that does not make any fruits, that is considered to be a non-fruit-bearing tree, and that would be to the exclusion of any tree that gives any fruits. Any fruit tree would not have this halacha, and therefore if we were to lean your vine over that type of tree, the rest of the tree would be mutter to plant underneath it, and it's only a tree which is totally barren that would have the halacha that you can't plant under any of the other branches. However, Rabbi Meir Emer HaKol Yilon Srak Chutz Min Hazayis Min Hatein. He takes the opposite approach. He says, everything is considered to be a non-fruit-bearing tree unless it's the type of tree which gives off olives or figs, because those are very chashuv. However, a simple apple tree or an orange tree or something like that, that wouldn't be chashuv enough to be considered a fruit tree and it will still assume that you're going to be mevatel the rest of the tree to your vine. Rabbi Yosi Omer Kol She'ein Kameo Noitzin Sodeh Shleimes Rezi Ilan Srak. Rabbi Yosi takes a middle approach. He says, well, we can't say that only an olive tree and only a fig tree, because obviously there are other trees which are important. So he says, the way that we're going to qualify a tree to be a fruit tree is if you would plant a whole field of this type of tree. If you would plant a whole field of, say, apple trees or orange trees, or whatever else it's going to be, then the halacha is that as the halacha of a fruit tree. But if it's something you just would plant individually, then it would have a halacha of an ilan srak of a barren tree. That's Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav continues along the same lines we discussed earlier. Piskei Aris. Let's say you have this trellis over here, and it broke. So you had, now we want to know, let's see, it's a very, very long one. Now, it broke in the middle. What happens with that middle space? You had vines leading over on, let's say, all the way to the right and all the way to the left. Now, the middle broke out. What happens in the middle? Well, you no longer have any vines over that part of the trellis. Those vines disappeared for whatever reason it was. Mishnah says, Shmeina Amos V'Oid. If you have a space of 8 amos and a little bit, then you would say that that area no longer has the halacha of being under this aris, under this trellis. Therefore, you'd be able to plant underneath that area. We'll see exactly how much. Mish is going to explain a little further. It's going to elaborate. Now the Mishnah throws in a side point. The Mishnah says, by the way, you should just know, any other time we mention 8 amos, when it comes to the halachas of a vineyard, it's 8 amos exact, an exact measurement of 8 amos. It's only with this specific halacha that we say it has to be 8 amos and a little bit. A little bit in this case refers to another tefach. Now the Mishnah explains, Eloein piskei aris. This is going to be a case of piskei aris. What is that? Aris shecharav beyamtzai. You had this trellis, in the middle the vines got destroyed. V'nishtairu bai chamesh kefana mikan, v'chamesh kefana mikan. You have 5 vines to the right, 5 to the left, and the middle is now going to be empty. Mishnah explains, im yesh sham shmeina amos. If there is 8 amos, in other words, only 8 amos, exactly 8 amos, not that void, then halach is layavi zera l'sham. You cannot plant anything in that middle space. If it's 8 amos exactly, mutzumtzumos it's called.
So you really need that tefach.
Exactly. Shmein amos v'oid. If you have 8 amos and that one tefach, then noistin loy kedea v'idotsev zera reyes amoser. Then the halacha is you have to give those 5 vines their space, those 5 vines on the other side, their space, and you plant in the middle. Now it's interesting. The Rishonim they disagree on what kedei avodase means. We learned previously that when you have a vineyard, you have to move away 8 amos. We also learned that there are some cases you have to move away only 6 tvachim. We also learned that when you have vines going over a trellis, it gets the halach of a vineyard. So when it says in this Mishnah you have to give it kedei avodasei, how much space do you have to give it? Now, the Rav, the Bartanura, he explains, you have to give it 8 amos. Sorry, 4 amos. You have to give it 4 amos. Did I say 8 amos before? A karam needs 4 amos, not 8 amos. So the Rav says, you have 5 vines on one side, 5 vines on the other side, they're going over a trellis, they have a din of a karam, so each one needs to have 4 amos. The other one needs 4 amos. How much space can you plant? 1 tefach. So you don't really gain all that much. But there are others who disagree, and they say, no. You don't need to have 4 amos from each set of 5 vines. That would be enough to leave it 6 tefachim. You leave it your 6 tefachim, and you plant the rest. Again, this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravi Bartanura, but ultimately that's really the way the halacha would be. And I'm not going to say how we paskin, I don't know how we paskin l'maisa, but I'll just say both the Vilna Gaon and the Rambam are of the opinion that 6 tefachim is enough, and according to the Rav, you'd have to have only 4 amos on each side. Now, we should just mention that Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, earlier in this parak, disagreed with the whole concept of having a single row of vines leaning over a trellis as the halacha of a vineyard. So according to him, the whole thing wouldn't be relevant. Again, obviously the machlokes wouldn't be relevant, and 6 tefachim would certainly be enough. But that's really what comes out of here.
What's the consequence of this? What's the law? So I'm over, I violated the halacha, and...
You didn't violate the halacha.
By planting where I shouldn't?
You didn't plant anywhere where you shouldn't. You planted everything is fine. You have this trellis, you planted your vines along the side of it, and you have 5 going over on one side, 5 going over the next side, and the middle is empty.
I'm saying, suppose I did.
Oh, so if you were to plant in the wrong place, then we discussed halachas earlier, that it would if you plant seeds, let's say wheat, or corn, or vegetables, too close to your vine, then it would actually, but when it comes to klai karim, to climb inside a vineyard, it would actually create an iser to eat it. This is the difference between klai karim, and climb in a vineyard, and klai zroim, climb in a regular field, is klai karim actually makes the food aser to eat. Whereas, if you were to just plant, we discussed earlier, grain with vegetables, everything would be mutter to eat, although it was an iser to plant it like that. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a great Shabbos. We'll stop here at Mishnah Zayin in Parak Vav.